AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to today's roundup. Six stories that tell the same story in different keys: compute, robots, agents, and money. First up, Google signed a multi-year lease for roughly 110,000 NVIDIA GPUs on SpaceX hardware, which feels like infrastructure being repriced as a strategic asset rather than just spare capacity.
That deal changes negotiation dynamics. Long-term capacity becomes a bargaining chip, not a spare part. Companies that can lock predictable external capacity will get pricing, latency, and control advantages that look a lot like competitive moats.
On robotics, Yunju Lee argues the headline isn't walking anymore. It's manipulation. The real product problem is teaching machines about objects, materials, and contact, not just locomotion demos.
Which means progress is less about flashy demos and more about building perception, friction models, tactile sensing, and robust grip strategies. Those are messy, hardware-heavy engineering problems that require repeatable training environments.
That's exactly where GMAX's terminal plus brain framing matters. The unit of value shifts from a robot sale to a closed-loop node. Hardware plus software that delivers recurring AI services and gathers operational data.
It flips the economics: recurring revenue, data flywheels, and continuous improvement. You're selling outcomes and insights, not machines, which aligns incentives toward uptime and model performance.
At Microsoft, Satya Nadella shut down an internal push to make Scout addictive, turning design choices into corporate constraints. The message? Build agents for empowerment and guardrails, not attention extraction.
That stance reframes product and compliance work. For enterprises, it means agents must be auditable, permissioned, and designed to support human autonomy, not to maximize time on tool at any cost.
Google's Gemini Omni and 3.5 are less about a new chatbot and more an agentic turn. Models that reason, plan, and act across tools, devices, and media, that raises the bar for enterprise AI plumbing.
Enterprises now need orchestration, identity controls, audit trails, and reliable tool integrations. It's no longer one model call. It's distributed reasoning with enterprise-grade observability and service guarantees.
And the token bill keeps coming. Prices per token fall, but usage explodes as agents, code assistants, and richer multimodal apps drive consumption. The real headache is budgeting for runaway consumption.
Enterprises will try a mix of measures: negotiated infrastructure deals, local inference, usage caps, and smarter caching. The SpaceX lease we started with is one tactical response to this macro cost pressure.
Bring those threads together, and simulation starts to look like the platform that ties them. Sim environments accelerate manipulation research, reduce hardware risk, and create synthetic data to feed GMEX-style brains.
But simulation raises its own stack demands: high-fidelity physics, domain randomization, and pipelines that push sim improvements into real-world nodes without breaking safety or performance guarantees.
We're also watching market concentration risks. Chip supply, hyperscale commitments, and long leases give big players leverage. Smaller teams will need clever differentiation or partnerships to compete.
And that's a people and ops problem, too. You need engineers who span systems, sim, controls, and models, plus ops to version models, monitor costs, and maintain safety over time.
Quick synthesis: infrastructure, model capability, and business model are converging. AI is moving from experiments into durable operational platforms where compute, data, and ethics are baked into the product.
That convergence is the core story to watch. Who owns the stack, how they charge for it, and whether design choices favor empowerment over attention. We'll be following the fallout closely.
AI News by Conjero.